2008 presidential race heats up. A new survey finds that again this year, the number one issue among voters is bullshit. And joining us now to discuss the survey is the director of political polling at the Shuttleworth Research Center, Kip O'Leary. Mr. O'Leary, now we all know that bullshit is the deciding factor in most elections, and this poll says that this election will be no different.
That's right. When it comes to electing the leader of the free world, voters look to issues like a candidate's relationship with their ex-wife. Did they ever smoke? Where do they vacation? What's their exercise regimen? These are the kind of core bullshit issues that people really care about.
Now, in the past, whether the candidates are photogenic has been of key importance to voters who care about bullshit. Is that still the case today?
Oh, yeah, yes. And also, what a candidate wears at public appearances is very crucial to the bullshit-conscious voter.
You mean like where a candidate, for instance, wears a hard hat at a factory and talks about the local union, or let's say we see someone wearing blue jeans in a rural area?
Yes, that's the kind of local crowd-pandering bullshit that people are very passionate about.
Now, according to your research, what will be the top bullshit issues for 2008?
There's so many out there, it's really too early to call. But thanks to the internet, there's literally thousands of websites full of bullshit on virtually every candidate. So voters can log on to discuss that bullshit with other people who share an interest in the same kinds of bullshit.
I agree with you on that. I've even noticed that there's an incredible amount of bullshit being discussed on our news blog as well. Mr. O'Leary, how can we in the news media do a better job of focusing on bullshit and really hounding candidates on these petty issues?
The fact is, you've been doing a great job as it is. If it wasn't for the media, there'd be a lot less bullshit in these elections.
Well, thanks so much. Before we go, do you care to make a prediction for November 2008? Who's the top bullshitter so far in this election?
Difficult to say. No one party has a monopoly on bullshit.
I've always been a big fan of Hillary. She's so full of bullshit.
I think not just talking bullshit, but actually living the bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's the earmark of a true candidate and of a winner.
Well, thanks so much. And we will be right back after this small break.